You might be looking at a beautifully decorated tree today, but in the next few days and weeks when the needles start dropping, what will you do with it? Well, there are more options than you might think. Joining us is Tim O'Connor from the National Christmas Tree Association. Welcome, Tim, and Merry Christmas.
Well, Jeremy, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
And what is the most common way that people dispose of their Christmas trees?
Well, the most common way is a community recycling center where the trees are chipped into mulch, and the mulch is either offered to the public or used on walking paths and playground areas and landscaping in the park districts of the community.
And is that what would happen if you just take your tree and put it out on the sidewalk after Christmas?
Generally, yes. Where I live, they have multiple locations where you can drop your tree off, and then they mulch it, and there's a big pile of mulch available to everyone to use. And yet, every community does something slightly different.
And is that a good use of an old Christmas tree?
I think it's one of the best. I mean, first of all, a Christmas tree is biodegradable. So over time, the mulch will go back into the soil as organic matter. But while it's still functioning mulch, it's providing a second use as a walking path or cushioning under playground equipment or filler underneath trees and bushes to keep the weeds from growing. So I think that's an excellent use. But there are a number of other things. They're used at zoos to give animals something to play with. They're used in fish habitat to give fish places to hide in so that predators don't come after them, lay their eggs.
Well, explain that one to me. Do they just put the tree, the whole tree, into the water for the fish?
Yes. And what they typically do, if it's cold winter location, is take it out on the ice. And then when the ice thaws, they submerge. And then the fish hide among the branches of the tree. Mm. I saw an article recently where a community along the shore uses them to help build new sand dunes. They anchor the trees down in locations where they'd like to create a new dune. And then as the wind moves the sand, the tree catches it. And before long, you can't see the tree anymore. And they have a new sand dune. And then they'll come out and plant grass on it to turn it into that grassy, beachy dune area that you often see.
But a lot of these are great ideas for people to do with their old Christmas trees. I have to say, though, that I assume a lot of Christmas trees just end up in a landfill somewhere.
You know, it's possible. I couldn't speak to that in terms of what each community does. But if they did, they're fully biodegradable. I mean, they are a plant.
Right.
And so they would biodegrade, whereas an artificial tree that's made from PVC plastic and steel is going to be there for 1,000 years and not biodegrade.
What do you do with your tree?
It goes to the community mulching. And it's part of our, you know, our family's ritual. We love everything about the tree, the getting the tree and decorating the tree. But even at the end, it's kind of melancholy that it's Christmas is over and you're taking your tree down. But it's always fun. The kids really enjoy to go take the tree, say goodbye. You know, we put it on the pile with hundreds of other trees. It's a very big pile. We know it's going to end up at the park. Kids always think that's just part of the whole experience, and they really enjoy it.
That's Tim O'Connor with the National Christmas Tree Association. Tim, thank you.
Jeremy, thank you.